Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network, GCN Live. GCNLIVE.com. Class, you can listen to us on RenseRadio.com, RENSERadio.com. Jeff Rentz, thank you. The Ron Gibson Channel on Odyssey and BitChute. That's Ron Gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N. Ron as in Ronald. Thank you, Ron. And Todd Waite, Global Star Radio Network, Galaxy 19, the satellite, and the telephone listen line provided by Global Star Radio Network, 605 615-1815. And that is between the hours of 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. Now, telephone listen line is up 24-7. However, the broadcast that you're listening to now is only on that telephone listen line between 9 and 11 a.m. Central Time. Kathy's with us in Ohio. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Ben. How are you today?
I am really, really well, Kathy. I can hardly hear you. Let's see. I'm going to look at the meters and see. Okay. I think it's better. Very good. So, Kathy, where would you like to begin today?
Well, if it's okay with you, then I would like to, I guess, interview you. And I've got some questions for you. And I guess one of the first questions I do have then is I kind of jokingly say in my mind sometimes, like, how can we stump Vince with a question? Because it seems like you have such a vast knowledge. And how did you get so wise in so many areas, I guess is my question.
Well, I don't think I deserve that compliment, but my upbringing had a lot to do with it. My grandfather was in World War I, and he got to see how to do things. I mean, as an American, as an Italian who became an American along with my grandmother, they came to this country and studied, and they did it the hard way. They went through Ellis Island. They were inspected, and they had to know certain things. They know about our government. They had to know the presidents. They actually had to know about America. It wasn't just come on in and have a nice day. So that work ethic on both sides of my family was part of it. And my dad was an educator, and he taught me, along with my mom, how to do things, but he would get me started. I'm thinking mechanical things right now. So my dad would get me started, and then he'd kind of slip away. Now, it wasn't like he was, you know, don't bother me, boy. It wasn't like that. It was he would get me started, and he would watch from a distance, and I wouldn't know it, to see how I was doing. And if I needed help, he would somehow appear. But the idea was he was teaching me how to think. Without telling me, I'm going to teach you how to think. So that's a big part of it. And let me give you an example. We had, when I was in the early age, we had an acre of ground and we had a push mower. And I was the guy who would push that mower. He would push the mower. I mean, it was hard work. And I'm talking about like a 20-inch cut, 22-inch cut to cut an acre. I mean, it was a full day's job. And it was an exhausting job. And I learned about changing the oil. And I saw the dirty oil come out of the engine. I thought, I don't think this is so good. And I learned how to change the oil on the mower, learned how to change it when it's hot, because I learned that more contaminants come out of the, you know, the oil when the contaminants are in suspension. And then I learned that if I'm going to change the oil, it's a really, it's not a good idea to say, Mom, I'd like to change the oil today. Can we go buy a quart of oil? So then I realized that the time to buy oil was before you need it. And that's what we did. And and when it's on sale, instead of buying just one, I thought, well, why don't we get six? Because we're going to need it again. And then same thing with spark plugs. Same thing with everything. And so that kind of thought process was part of my parents nurturing me, plus me expanding in my own mind how to do things. The money that I got, well, I used that lawnmower and I cut the neighbor's lawn. My mom and dad bought a little riding lawnmower. It was 5.5 horsepower, and they let me use it. And then it was too small, so they upgraded to a 7 horsepower. The first one was made by, it was a red one, and Wheel Horse. They're out of business. And the second one, which was better, was a Jacobson Chief, 7 horsepower. But that was a little too small. And then it was an 8 horsepower Jacobson Chief. That was about the right size. And so I learned how to use that lawnmower, all three of them, and change the oil and check the tension on the belts and grease the bearings on the mower deck and sharpen the blades. And so, you know, I more and more. And then I decided to buy tools because I needed tools to do these things that my dad just didn't have. He had, you know, a few wrenches and screwdrivers and pliers. And this is in the early 60s. So I would start accumulating tools, and I cut the neighbor's lawns for $4 a piece. I cut an acre of lawn for $4 a piece. It cost 25 cents worth of gas, you know, for 1 gallon of gas. So I maintained the equipment. Then the neighbors had me changing the oil on their equipment. And I accumulated, you know, small amounts of funds, and I bought a Jeep. My dad told me about this Jeep that was at a gas station. And as he, you know, when he drove back and forth to his school as a principal, there was a gas station on the corner, and there was this old Jeep for sale. And it was $675, and it came with a snowplow. And what happened with gas stations, this is an old-style gas station, 2 pumps out front, you know, one for premium, one for regular, and 2 bays. And they would, you know, change the oil and do tune-ups on cars. And what gas stations used to do back then was as a kind of a side job. When people weren't driving in the snow, they'd plow the snow. So they weren't selling gas because it was snowy, and they would plow driveways. So the owner of this gas station was selling his old Jeep. It was 1954. And so I didn't know all that much about cars and Jeeps and trucks, and bought the Jeep and found out that it had a blown head gasket. So I learned how to replace the head gasket. But that didn't work, because what happened was the head gasket had been blown for so long that it wore a groove in the head of the engine. So I learned that that had to be machined. So then I got a motor's repair manual. Maybe $5, $6, $7. And I read from cover to cover about every single automobile. Now, I was dyslexic, but I taught myself how to read. And I loved reading about things I loved. I didn't like reading about things I didn't like. So I concentrated on reading, you know, catalogs, specifications, procedures, installation, repairs. And those are things that I really like. So that Jeep then allowed me to plow snow in the winter, which paid for the Jeep. So I had the use of a lawnmower that let me buy the Jeep. The Jeep let me plow snow, which paid for the Jeep and the gasoline. And it progressed like that. So it was all because of the formative years of education, where my parents did not just grab me by the collar and sit me in front of, you know, the newfangled television thing. You know, that was kind of new in the 1950s. As a matter of fact, our family was probably one of the last people that lived in that little village to get a TV. And the reason, I guess, we got one is the other teachers that worked with my dad when he was a teacher kind of embarrassed him, like, y'all don't have a TV? And so then we got a television. And so the early years were more reading, more studying on my own. And that's where it came from, Kathy. And it's still true to this day. That's what I do. That's what I like doing.
That says so much in that short amount of time, then. I think the fact that your parents gave you a job and sort of backed away and kind of looked over your shoulder without acting like they were looking over your shoulder, I think that was really, really wise. It's so easy when you're tired as a parent to just, I'll just do it myself. You know, get out of the kitchen or get out of the whatever, I'll just do it myself. And I think that flushes the learning that kids have because they naturally want to learn. I remember my daughter, she used to have a couple of her like junior high friends and maybe early high school friends, and they would want to make brownies or something like that or do things in the kitchen. And my kitchen was a mess. When they got done, I mean, they tried to clean it up, but I just sort of stayed away. If they needed me, like, where's this mom? Or how do I use this? And now she's a wonderful baker. She's and a great cook, but it was tough because I knew that my kitchen was going to be messed up and I got to clean the stove and all that. But, I didn't do it as much as I should have with other things. And I think it was just because, you know, when you have three children in 3.5 years, you know, there's so much that comes right there, and you're kind of overwhelmed. I did try to encourage it like you, Vince, but I think that says a lot with your parents. And, you know, really the teaching you how to think and reading, I think that's another thing. I was taught the same thing, Vince. We would go to the library, and I would come home with a stack of books, and I would sit behind our big oak trees in the back and read. It was just something I loved to do. And I just don't know how many people do that today. You know, okay, Vince, I have another question for you. Now, some of the things I have to admit, they're not things that I do on a regular basis, but I think it's good for the class to know. So my question is, when you have a new small four-cycle gasoline engine on mowers, pressure washers, generators, what can you do to make them last longer, to maintain them? So what advice would you have for that?
Kathy, Bam, our son, for those who are new to class, the nickname for our son is Bam, B-A-M, as in Bam Bam in the Flintstones. And that's because he studied karate for so many years. And he was like Bam Bam. But he bought a high-pressure washer recently. And the best way I can teach this lesson is to explain my thought process with a brand new, really, to me, very, very expensive pressure washer. And I'll tell you what our thoughts are, my thoughts are, when we come back. Kathy's with us.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy's with us in class. I'm on the hot seat today, and Kathy's interviewing me. And Kathy, if we could just jump back for a second. I was thinking during the commercial break about this learning style that my parents implemented for my formative years. And we used to do what a lot of people do. For example, we had a hot water oil burner heating system. So we had an oil burner in the basement. And then once a year, that oil burner would be cleaned and serviced. Maybe twice. And the reason I say twice is because I watched the oil burner guy. I would go down in the basement when he'd show up, and I was fascinated by, how does this work? And I asked him a few questions, and after two visits, you know, two annual cleanings, that was it. We didn't need him anymore. So I took over the cleaning and the maintenance of the oil burner, and I realized that I could improve on it by changing the size of the oil burner nozzle, the amount of oil that got sprayed into the combustion chamber. Instead of using like a gallon and a half, we could go down to a gallon and a quarter per hour. And then I realized we could change that down to like 3/4 gallon per hour. And we used less oil. And it made less smoke. And it worked better. So I learned how to improve by watching the professionals. And not only the oil burner guy, but the well pump guy. And not only the well pump guy, but the automotive dealership, the Ford dealership. When they replaced the valve cover gasket on under warranty for a vehicle that my parents bought in the 60s. So it was watching and me saying, I can do that. That's not so hard. And so that was the jump start for me to get even more involved in learning how to do things. Now, back to your question about new, small, four-cycle air-cooled engines, lawnmowers and pressure washers and rototillers and devices like that. When an engine is manufactured in the factory, there's a lot of machining that goes on. A cast iron block or an aluminum block is bored and honed to a smooth finish. And then the piston rings are, when the engine started up, when it's brand new, rub against those cylinder walls and the bearings. They used to call it breaking in. You have to break in the engine. Well, breaking in means the parts that rub against each other wear against each other. And when that happens, little tiny microscopic particles of iron, aluminum, Babbitt, end up in the oil. And they contaminate the oil. And it used to be, now I would read manuals from cover to cover. You know, when we got something, a new, I would find the manual and read it. So I learned how it would work and how to maintain it and how to improve it. Well, it used to be that the manuals would say, if you have a new lawnmower, I'm talking about an air-cooled, single-cylinder lawnmower, change the oil the first time after 5 hours. So use it for 5 hours, then change the oil. And then after that, it's every 25 hours. That's if it does not have an oil filter. So these engines have like a little splash stick. It's kind of like a popsicle stick, half of a popsicle stick, and it dips into a pan of oil. And as the connecting rod and the crankshaft turn, this little dipstick splashes oil around the inside of the engine to lubricate and cool the engine. So there's no oil filter on this kind of an engine. And because of that, the contaminants stay in the oil. And the contaminants are just as hard as the surfaces that they are rubbing against. So they tend to wear them out faster. It's like adding sand to the oil. That's kind of what it's like. So I don't think that 5 hours is the right amount of time. Because when you first start up that engine, there's a lot of metal that gets worn by the mating surfaces of the parts that rub against each other. With this high-pressure washer, typically $1,100, Bam found one for $450 brand new, and he got it for the farm as a piece of equipment that's necessary to maintain our other equipment in the farm. And I thought about that, and I said, you know what? Let's convert it to propane, because propane runs cleaner. So I bought a carburetor for $28. With shipping, it's $30. And I put that on as a drop-in replacement for the gasoline carburetor. This engine has never had gasoline. So that's one thing that will help prolong the equipment life. But the other thing, the one that everybody can do, is change the oil on a new engine after 15 minutes. Not 5 hours, 15 minutes. And I'll tell you what I found when we come back from this break. It's startling. Kathy's with us. This is USA Prepares.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. President Biden unveiling his initiatives aimed at reducing health care expenses for Americans. USA's John Schaefer with more.
President Biden outlined that seniors enrolled in Medicare would be spared from paying over $2,000 annually for prescription medications starting next year. That's per the Inflation Reduction Act.
Drug companies are charging exorbitant prescription drug prices.
Additionally, he commended the move made by three out of four major inhaler manufacturers to limit the monthly cost of inhalers for a number of patients to just $35.
JetBlue Airlines implementing price hikes for checked baggage. The first checked bag during peak travel periods increasing by $5 for JetBlue, and the second checked bag by an additional $10. JetBlue attributes the higher prices to increased fuel expenses and higher employee wages. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kathy's with us, and she asked me about preserving the life of a small four-cycle, single-cylinder or maybe two-cylinder type engines. And the story I'm telling you is the pressure washer that I want to make sure lasts a really long time. And so what I did was I decided to change the oil after the first 15 minutes of use. So I was using it first, and I was pressure washing my old tractor, my old 1974 Ford tractor. I degreased it, and it worked great, and I was really excited about it. And I decided that I was not going to run the pressure washer at full RPM. I was going to run it at maybe 3/4, and that's easier on the pressure washer pump. It's easier on the engine. The engine runs cooler. Less stress on it, and it's a brand new engine. So that's one of the strategies, you know, not run it wide open throttle when it's brand new, and change the oil really soon. So after 15 minutes, I changed the oil when it was hot, when the oil was hot. And what I saw, as I drained it into a clean container where I could look at the oil, and it had kind of a silvery sheen to it. That silvery sheen was the metallic particles in suspension. So those particles wore in, the engine was starting to break in, and those particles would have done more damage had they been in suspension for the next and the next and the next use, you know, up to the 5-hour recommended first oil change. So the new policy here at the farm is new engines, 15 minutes. That's if they do not have an oil filter. If they have an oil filter, the oil filter will remove, you know, most of those contaminants. So it's not quite as important to change the oil after 15 minutes. So the next step is, when do I change the oil on this pressure washer again? 5 hours. Not 25 hours, 5 hours. Now here's the logic. Pressure washer, if we had to replace it, would be $1,100, unless we could find a really super one-of-a-kind deal of, you know, $450. So they're darn expensive. And rototillers are expensive. And lawnmowers are expensive. And all this equipment is expensive. And even a quart of oil is expensive. But $5 for a full synthetic quart of oil pales in comparison to an $1,100 replacement for this pressure washer or rototiller. That's if you could get a rototiller for $1,100. So those are my thoughts with the pressure washer or in small engines. And also, to me, I want to make sure that the air cleaner is absolutely clean. Okay, so with a new air cleaner, it is clean. But the manual said when you clean your air, this is a foam sponge air cleaner. It says when you clean it, re-oil it, and like engine oil. So you now want to have an oily sponge, and the idea is the oil will attract the grit and the dirt that's in the air, and it will stick to the air cleaner rather than go through the air cleaner into the engine. But you know what? The new air cleaner on the brand new engine had no oil on it. So the manual said, you know, when you clean it, re-oil it. You know, pour maybe a half a teaspoon of oil all over the engine and all over the oil, air cleaner, and squeeze it and work it in to the entire sponge air cleaner. But it didn't have any oil on it. Now, I knew this because I read the manual. And, of course, all of the older manuals from the 1960s said the same thing. But older engines in the 1960s came pre-oiled. The air cleaner was pre-oiled, but not this. So I put the oil on it and worked the oil in. So I guess what I'm saying is you have to read the manual as well to find out what kind of oil they recommend. And so, Kathy, those are my thoughts, you know, initially for how to make an engine last longer.
Oh, great explanation, Doug. How would people have known, with them not having any oil in it? Unless, of course, you read the manual, maybe people just assumed it because it used to be that way. So,
well, or Kathy, maybe this is their first one, and they're not, you know, 72 years old, and they didn't have the experience from the 1960s. So, I guess this is one of the reasons why we're seeing equipment failing more quickly than it used to. That's maybe one of the small reasons, because people don't know. And why would you think that if you check the oil on the, you know, on a brand new engine, why would you think that you have to do something else? Right? I mean, obviously put gasoline in it, but why would you even think that you'd have to oil the air cleaner? I mean, it kind of is counterintuitive, isn't it? Why would you put oil on an air cleaner? It kind of clog it up, right? Well, that's what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to, well, not clog it up, but it's supposed to make it more effective in holding the dirt rather than having the dirt wiggle through those pores of the sponge air cleaner. So read the manual. I guess that's the main point there. read the manual. And change, and you know, it doesn't really hurt to change the oil more often than is recommended by the engine manufacturer. It really doesn't. And if you think about it, same thing with cars. You know, cars are looking at 7,500 mile intervals for oil changes. I think that's crazy. Absolutely crazy. Especially vehicles that operate in rough environments, dusty environments, like we have gravel roads, dirt roads here. There's a lot of dust in the air. And city traffic, there's a lot of dust in the air in city traffic. Now, for those who are just on the highways, you know, just where the vehicle lives on the highway all, you know, for its life, and maybe you might be able to go 5,000 miles between oil changes, but not 7,500 miles, in my opinion.
Okay, Vince, I have another question for you. Okay, let's say that you are, maybe 18 to early 20s. You're just starting out. You don't have a lot of money. So if you're, okay, let's go with a man first. Like, what advice would you give him? And also, like, let's say, I know this is tough to do, but let's say, okay, I've got this limited amount of money. What would be, like, the top maybe five hand tools that you would recommend? And maybe the brand, if you have one that you really like, and the same thing, like, with starting out with power tools. Like, what would you recommend that, like, what's your go-to? You know, okay, I really can't live without these. These are something that everybody should have.
Okay. So this is for a young person that is interested in tools. Is that correct?
Yes, and also, Vince, I know it's kind of a broad question, but even, like, starting out, like, let's say maybe I can't even really afford a house, or I have a starter home. I can't afford to buy, like, a farm. But I'm just starting out. I'm getting interested in trying to fix things and repair things. You know, what direction? But we can do the tools first, and then I can expand on that, the rest of the question after
okay.
that, if you want.
Well, there are... Craftsman is no longer as good as it used to be. Craftsman is a branded Chinese product for the most part. So the older Craftsman tools were pretty darn good. I mean, they're a great value. They weren't cheap, but they were less expensive than a Snap-on or a Proto or a MAC brand tool. They're a really good value for the homeowner, and even mechanics use them. And even in our automotive shop, if I'm going to be working on a nut or a bolt that I want to make absolutely sure that I don't strip, the first choice I'm going to reach for would be a Craftsman wrench on the bench. That's what I would reach for. Now, we do have some Harbor Freight, but I consider those substandard. And we have Harbor Freight tools in tool kits in each one of our vehicles. So we have a set of metric wrenches, metric SAE wrenches, metric and SAE sockets. We have pliers. And some of those tools are Harbor Freight because you can get a whole set for less than $10, a whole wrench set for less than $10. Now, in an emergency, it's way better than nothing. But outfitting a tool kit, a fairly comprehensive tool kit, that with electrical pliers and needle nose pliers and vice grip pliers and SAE and metric sockets and wrenches and 3/8 of an inch and half inch drive and all the screwdrivers and the electrical tape and the tie wraps and all those things that we have in the kit, it would be fairly expensive to do that in Craftsman. You know, I'm talking about USA made Craftsman, vintage Craftsman. So Harbor Freight is okay when you're just getting started, but it's not the best. It's mechanics hardly use Harbor Freight tools. They would use something better, more precise, better tolerances. So in terms of value, I guess Harbor Freight would be okay for the hand tools. They're getting better all the time. Unfortunately, they've displaced Craftsman for the most part. But I found that Menards has what looks like Harbor Freight tools. And they have their own house brand. And they are way more precise. I'm talking about Menards' version of what looks like Harbor Freight tools. They are not the same. They look the same. And so what I found is the Menards version, if you can get it on sale, that would be a way better choice, Menards house brand, as compared to Harbor Freight. In terms of warranty, Harbor Freight is fine with their warranty. You bring in a lifetime guaranteed tool that breaks, they'll give you another one. But why did it break in the first place? Okay. And that's a problem for me. I have never broken a Craftsman wrench. I've never broken a Craftsman ratchet. Never. I have broken at least four Harbor Freight breaker bar, ratcheting breaker bars. That's a great concept. It's like a 3/8 or half inch drive ratchet with a 18 inch long handle. It's a great concept, but they break very, very easily. So they come with a lifetime guarantee, and you know the price keeps going up and up and up. So we're on our fourth or fifth one that's broken. Now, if you're on the road and you're depending on one of those tools and it breaks, that's a real problem for you, right? So here at the shop, if we break one, well, we'll just use a different tool. But I've never broken. My favorite brand of tool, believe it or not, is Vintage Husky, H-U-S-K-Y. And they were made in the 60s. And it's really kind of interesting, Kathy, that we've got lots of different brands of tools in the toolbox here at the farm. But the one I reach for is the one I bought in the 70s and in the 60s. Husky, H-U-S-K-Y, is an American brand. S.K. Wayne, I've got those. I love them, too. Got a few Snap-on tools, not too many because they were three times the price. But all of those have lasted all of these years. So I've never broken a Husky ratchet. I've never broken an SK. It used to be called SK Wayne. Now it's just SK. I've never broken one of those. So in terms of what tools, well, obviously socket set in a quarter-inch drive, 3/8 drive, and if you're getting serious, half-inch drive, ground-tipped screwdrivers. Not stamped, but ground. And you can see the tool marks where they grind them. They're way better. Of course, wrenches, pliers, wire strips.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN Team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy, you're talking about tools, and the amount of tools, the number of and kinds of tools that one would need is just vast. And I've been collecting tools for a very, very long time. And there's two kinds of schools of thought regarding tools, and one of them is very foreign to me. I was at an oil delivery company, and I was talking to the owner, and I said, "You know, there's a saw in the yard out here, right?" And he said, "Yeah." I said, "I think it's going to rain." He said, "That's okay." Now, we're talking about a circular saw for cutting wood, one that would have a cord on it. And he said, "That's okay. It's a cheap saw." So one school of thought is buy cheap tools and don't worry about them. Just replace them. Don't maintain them. Just replace them. That's foreign to me. And so I have all the circular saws I've ever bought. And, you know, I take them apart and I re-grease them. Now, the manual doesn't say every so often take it apart, clean out the old grease on the drive mechanism, the gears. It doesn't say that. But that's what I do. You know, I look at diagrams and printed diagrams in the old days. I'd find out how they worked. I'd take them apart, and then I'd see the grease, and I go, you know what? I think I should grease this every once in a while. And that's what I did. So all of the saws and jigsaws and circular saws and all the equipment I grease and maintain, and I don't leave it in the rain. So our tools are not rusty, and I buy a better quality tool. You know, except for putting the toolkit in the trunk of a car. Other than that, tools that I depend on, I absolutely buy better quality tools, and I don't leave them outside. And I don't lend my tools because it's like lending is a one-way trip. They don't come back. So I don't lend my tools, but I will do it for someone. And what I found out was, for example, I think it's better to buy the tool before you use it or need it than after you do the job and then buy the tool. So what I'm talking about is a couple of things. For the molding of our house, instead of using a hand coping saw and spending years and years doing the trim molding of our house and a miter box, I bought a compound miter saw. And I bought a bigger one than I needed. This one happened to be DeWalt. And it's a really nice, fabulous cutting compound miter saw. It's perfect. So I could use that, and then I could probably sell it for three quarters of what I paid for it, because they keep going up in price. Maybe I could resell it for know, if I keep it in great shape, I could sell it for what I paid for it because of inflation. So, but I don't plan on selling it. I plan on keeping it. And another way of looking at it is, you know, I used to get under, crawl under my old AMX and, you know, work on the exhaust systems, and it was really hard. Jacking up, you know, each corner of the car, putting it on jack stands, that kind of thing. I decided that I'd be better off buying a lift, an automotive lift. So I bought the first lift, well, I don't know, over 30 years ago, maybe 35 years ago. And it's a real boon. Now, most people would say, $3,000 for a lift? That's nuts. Just go to Jiffy Lube and have your oil changed. But it's way more than that. It's brakes, it's oil changes, it's exhaust systems, it's shocks, it's wheel rotation, all of that. So what I've ended up doing is I wasn't happy with the quality of work that I saw other people do. So I ended up buying a tire machine because nobody balances tires right. Nobody takes the tires off right. They don't use the lubricant, so they damage the tires when they put the brand new tires on. It's too hard to get that rubber lubricant, which is right next to the back of the tire changing machine. There's a spot for it. It's there, but the guys that work on tires don't like to use it. It beats up the tires. I don't like that. So we change our own tires. We mount and balance. We have a balance machine, a snap-on balance machine. I bought it for $450, but it ran on three-phase power. It came from Sam's Club or Walmart. It's top of the line. It's maybe a $10,000 machine, but no one could use it in their homes or their small businesses because it's three-phase power. Well, I figured I could convert three-phase power to, or split-phase to three-phase, and for, I don't know, maybe $50, $60, $80, I did. So, you know, I guess where there's a will, there's a way, and I guess the answer I'm giving you is better quality tools do a better job, and the difference between, you know, the mechanic being able to get that really hard to get nut off or bolt off it or spark plug out that we can't do is because they've got a better quality tool, a more precise fitting tool, and they've got more experience and skill. So it takes all of those things. Kathy, what's next?
Okay, Vince, the next question I have for you is mowing on a hill bad for a four-cycle mower's engine.
Mowing on a hill. So if you've got, okay, we can certainly address that. And there's only one way that I know of that will not kill an engine. And I believe you said four-cycle mower engine. And we'll talk about that. So that's one that you do not mix oil with the gasoline. And you've got a hill, let's say a hilly property. Interesting question. We'll address that when we come back. Kathy's with us. Kathy in Ohio. Domestic engineering is her craft.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.